Oh, you know what's weird? Well, first of all, good morning, everybody. I hate when I do that. I hate when I forget to say hello. It's not polite. Good morning, everybody. So the no mask rule is being dropped in New Hampshire, I think, today.
Yep, today.
I don't know what the deal is. I mean, what happens if an individual store wants you to have a mask? I don't know.
The governor did indicate yesterday in his announcement that cities and towns throughout New Hampshire can do what they want.
Right.
Because I know in Florida, there's no mask mandate, but you can't go in any place without a mask.
Yeah. Right.
That's what's so weird about it.
Yep.
Like people say, oh, in Florida, they walk around. Well, you can't go inside. You can walk around without a mask, but if you want to go to like Walgreens or something,
yeah,
God knows I have a prescription every day I got to pick up.
Right, so businesses,
you can't walk in without a mask.
No mask, no service.
Yeah. So, but anyway, that's a big thing.
Yep.
And starting Monday in Massachusetts, anyone over what age?
16.
16 can get it. I feel bad that there are a lot of these stories of people not feeling well after the shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that makes people hesitate to get it. And I'm sorry if you have a bad day. If people don't get the shot, this is never going to go. It's going to come back. There's going to be another surge, and we're going to be right back where we started. So I know there are people who are against vaccines. I don't think I could ever convince them. But if you're on the fence, I really believe get the vaccine. Let's get on the other side of this. I can't have another year of this. You know what I mean? Because you know me. I hug people on the streets, just strangers. Because Governor Cuomo told me it was okay, so.
Okay. And then there's that.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? When you have people over the house and you're more like friends with the guy, but you're not really friends with the wife that much. I never know what I'm supposed to do. Because if they go in for, I guess you wait. Like you don't go in for the hug unless they go in for the hug. Right? Is that the best way for a guy to play it?
I think so.
Because a lot of women are kind of huggers. But if they're not a hugger, you got to wait.
Yeah,
if the guy moves in to hug the girl.
It's weird.
That's not good.
Yeah.
And no lip kisses.
Oh, no.
You got to avoid the lip kiss. Unless she's really hot and then you just stick your tongue out. Well, no?
Nope. No, I can't do that.
Well, that's why I... Okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still do the fist or elbow thing.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
I'm at the point now with, in the golf... This happens to me every day. I go out, and you meet new people in the golf course. There are some people who do like the elbow thing and come on, get over it. I know you're vaccinated, dude. So am I, again with the elbow. I never like that. I like what Bill does.
All aboard the hug train.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
You can go find hundreds of pictures of me kissing people. It is my usual and customary way of greeting.
It just makes you an idiot, Governor Cuomo. Like, it's like these people are like living 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, this is different times. You don't do that stuff anymore.
He should know that. He really should know that.
You know what's really funny, though? You can go on Tinder and have raw sex with a complete stranger.
Okay. Oh,
but you
boy.
Can't hug your a friend of yours. It's unbelievable. Like, okay. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Although I am told the Tinder thing is out since I'm married, but
yeah, that should not be.
I didn't know.
Not like you're going from Tinder directly to that. Meeting somebody and talking, and then making the decision if you want to do it consensually.
You could wear a disguise or something.
I'm not.
What?
I really don't think he's doing that, Billy.
I'm terrified there'll be plenty of time for me to go on Tinder when the wife leaves me, which could be any moment.
Yeah.
But not until. Yeah. I can't even imagine what dating is like these days.
Oh, God.
It's got to be so weird.
Yeah. Huh?
So it's not easy. I have a bunch of my friends are trying to date, and it's not easy. It's not easy to meet people.
Yeah, dating safely. It's like...
And it's overwhelming. Like, the dating apps feel like jobs. Like, it's just...
I just found out there's a thing called safe sex. I didn't even know about that. Is that a thing? Got to wear that rubber.
Oh my God.
I think we all know.
Please stop. Please make this stop.
Right. Like, I think we get
That's
it.
That's awesome.
Billy, don't encourage
Billy's
him.
Billy's like a little just kid. Like, oh, he said condom.
He totally is.
What do you want from me? Okay. Doing a radio show, going into my second year of doing a radio show during a pandemic. Cut me some slack, will you?
Okay.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Yeah, I really don't.
Matt Siegel, he really doesn't want to date anybody his own age.
Okay.
Oh.
Where'd that come from? Justin, what is that? Justin, put his mic on.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, boy.
What is that little gem you just played?
It's a clip that I found.
Oh, boy.
Where?
It's on the internet. It's not really you, obviously. It's another Matt Siegel. Yeah.
Really?
Oh. Boy, he's good. That Justin is a sneaky little fella, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He goes online and finds these little things.
Oh, trust me. Yeah,
he's... He never does that to Bill. He never finds anything embarrassing about Bill on there.
No, never.
Wow.
No, never.
Here's Bill ready to make the plunge. Let's see how well he does it.
Hello?
Hi, what are you doing Friday night?
Yes? Who is this?
Why, it's Bill.
Oh, Bill. Well, hello.
I was just wondering if you're busy Friday night.
Friday night? Why,
No, Bill didn't do very well. First mistake, to think that everybody recognizes his voice.
Boy, is that right on.
That's so true.
Boy, that is
I can't believe you don't know.
Picture perfect. Yeah. It's Bill, for God's sake. It's time for Right Now. What's going on with you folks right now? Love this segment. Give me a call. Talk to me. 617-931-1108 is our phone number. You want to know what's going on with you. Be on the Maddie Show next. Call me.
Kiss 108. Boston's number one hit music station.